Yeah, probably nothing what we didn't expect, to be quite honest. There was high intensity stuff. There was plenty of mistakes, but a real Ulster Championship affair. Two good teams like Donegal and Monaghan, very little between them, and it was the same last night. I think at the end of the day, I think both teams probably deserve a second chance at it. I know probably Donegal, when they went that 2 points ahead, probably felt we should have went on to win it. But, you know, Conor McManus had those two very big long-range frees near the end to tie it up. And I think on the balance of play, probably draw was a fair result.
It was hard-hitting. It was defensive with some attacks, as you say, some mistakes, but some good football as well.
Oh, absolutely. Some very, very good football, some very good score taken. And, you know, I felt if we had got a goal, we find it difficult to get goals against Monaghan in Championship football. We haven't got one in the last number of years. And I felt when Owen McNeil has got that goal that we could have went on to win the match. But, you know, once the board went up for 6 minutes, I felt, you know, maybe 3-4 minutes injury time, but 6 minutes, I definitely lifted the big Monaghan support. And, you know, they got a couple of frees and Conor McManus took his chances. And, I mean, two of those frees were from around maybe 48-49 metres out, and two really, really class frees from a very good player, Conor McManus. And, you know, both sides and both management teams will sit down today and analyse it and get ready for next weekend again.
Where can you see Donegal improving? For example, one would have thought that, you know, the Monaghan kickouts, they won the majority of them, certainly in the first half, because they were uncontested and that a free man all the time.
Yeah, I think we're going to have to push up on the Monaghan kickouts, to be quite honest. And, we didn't do that in the first half, especially last night. And on our own kickouts, we were a lot of our kickers went straight down the middle, and we didn't, you know, our ball retention or trying to win that primary ball in the middle third wasn't there, not especially in the first half. And Monaghan probably went in at half time, they had seven wides on the board, and I think we might have won maybe two wides at that stage. And Monaghan were dominant for a long period in that first half, and the scoreboard was 6-6 at half time. So, you know, Rory will probably feel if he could get a, you know, if we could get a stranglehold in that middle third and keep Michael Murphy in round the square, because Michael Murphy caused Vinnie Corey an awful lot of problems last night in there.
He sure did, but Vinnie was quite close to him during the whole game. You know, he doesn't do anything else other than follow Murphy and nag him and push him and stop him if at all possible by whatever means possible.
Yeah, exactly. And Malachy O'Rourke, I mean, that's been Vinnie Corey's job over the last number of years. And Vinnie Corey has done it reasonably well, there's no doubt about that. But he's done it well when Michael's been out around the middle of the field in that middle third. And that's where Vinnie Corey wants to see him. There's less danger where Michael Murphy gets the ball in the middle and in the midfield area. But, you know, last night he won an awful lot of ball in round his own, round the Monaghan goal area. And, you know, he was out in front and he caused a huge amount of problems. And, you know, Vinnie Corey would be happy to see him back out right in the middle third. But I'd expect, again, Michael Murphy to spend a fair bit of time around Monaghan Square next weekend.
How can Donegal improve their midfield area, winning primary ball, particularly from their own kickouts, because they are going long?
Yeah, they are going long. And the funny thing about it, in the first half, I mean, the only two balls we won in terms of high fetching in the first half came from probably the two smallest men we have in terms of, you know, Frank McGlynn and Ryan McHugh, both won balls. And the rest of the ball, a lot of ball was broken our kickouts, and Monaghan were in there and they picked up a huge amount of break ball yesterday in that first half. And the other thing, we need to be very, very, you know, our discipline in terms of tackling and giving the conceding frees. We gave away an awful lot of frees yesterday. You know, out of the 14 points Monaghan got, I think eight scores came from frees, seven came from Conor McManus from frees, and the other one came from Conor McCarthy. So we're going to be, have to be very disciplined in our tackling, especially inside the 45-metre line.
Yeah, I suppose one would have to say that Monaghan prospered better out of the free taking than did Donegal. Michael Murphy hadn't maybe his best game. I know some of them were from the free point, free taking point of view. He was fairly well out with a number of them, but there was a few that probably should have gone over, including one from Patrick McBrearty.
Yeah, exactly. We missed scoreable frees last night, and you know, you're right. Some of the frees, especially Michael Murphy's chances, were from distance. But you know, you come to expect Michael Murphy to put these over the bar, and that's what we've been used to. And you know, he missed three, I think, in the space of maybe 5-6 minutes in the first 15 minutes of the second half. And but you know, it didn't affect his overall performance. He still contributed handsomely to Donegal's performance last night. Paddy McBrearty also missed a scoring opportunity from a free from maybe 30-35 meter out, and normally Paddy McBrearty would put him over in his sleep. So at the same time, we have to tighten up in that area. And, you know, in 2012, when we won Ulster and All-Ireland, you know, Colin McFadden, Michael Murphy, where maybe 90% of scores or free takes inside the 40-metre line were being converted, and we need to go back to that.
There was a rumour coming out of Breffni Park last night that this replay was going to take place in a couple of weeks' time. It's set now for Saturday, 2nd of July. I suppose it wasn't going to be fair to allow, you know, Cavan or Tyrone an extra week, so it wasn't going to make much sense. And then there was a report that it was going to be a doubleheader maybe on next Sunday, but again, they'll probably be able to fill St Tiernan's Park without having a doubleheader.
I think so, Miles. I think Ulster fans would be looking at that, and, you know, it's a nice you know, revenue-wise from the Ulster Council. I mean, two Ulster Championship semi-finals going to a replay. And, you know, Breffni Park, in fairness, the pitch was in excellent condition. It's always a bit of a bottleneck probably getting in and out of Breffni, but, you know, from a playing point of view, playing surface was excellent there last night. And, you know, it was a really, really good match, Miles, all round. And, you know, I think Rory will be happy when he sits down, probably disappointed last night that he didn't get over the line, that when there were those couple of points ahead. But when he sits down, and, you know, he can take plenty of positives from last night's game, and the fact that, you know, we hadn't Neil McGee, and I know he's going to be missing next weekend again. Ian McGee done a good job in there. And Paddy McGrath had a very, you know, tough night marking Conor McManus. But Conor McManus got 1 point from play. Paddy done a very, very good job. Kieran Gillespie's first championship match. And he had some difficulties early on with Conor McCarthy, but he settled into the task well. Good to see Carl Lacey back in there also, and Carl Lacey, you know, started the game extremely well and probably tired towards the end, but again, a match under the belt now for Carl is a big thing. And, you know, we know the likes of Paddy McGrady and Michael Murphy will convert those chances next Saturday night, and the likes of Owen McHugh, Ryan McHugh was excellent in the last 15 minutes. He really took the fight to Monaghan, and he was outstanding. And again, Owen McHugh, you know, with plenty of pace with likes of Owen and Ryan and Marty O'Reilly getting on the ball. So yeah, plenty of positives to work on. If we could just get a stranglehold in the middle of the park, Martin McElhenney was coming into the game when he got the red or the black card, and then subsequently getting the red. You know, he was really tearing at the Monaghan defence. So again, you know, plenty of positives to take from that there. And I'd say if we're more disciplined in our tackling, especially in the scoring area, and get our hands on some primary possession in the middle third, then I think we can beat Monaghan.
Yeah, it's going to be an interesting clash. And would you think it's a positive that from an Ulster point of view, that, you know, that both games are going to replays and therefore want to get an extra game? Is that a positive in general for Ulster teams moving on, or is it a disadvantage that too many hard, tough games?
Yeah, I think, you know, managers this night would like to have got over the line and had their 2-3 weeks to get ready for an Ulster final, and, you know, all preparations this week, a lot of it, and you know, we'll be basically trying to get the bodies back, because that was a hard-hitting Ulster Championship match last night, and there was one huge hit between Michael Murphy and Drew Wiley. Drew, yeah. Wiley's a good man to, you know, knock people about. He's a big, strong player, and he, you know, he plays it fair in there, but he took a huge hit yesterday from Michael Murphy, and he wasn't right after. He had come off near the end of the match, and you know, there was a lot of big hits out there, and those bodies will be sore today, and it'll take those couple of days to get them right again. And you know, it'll be about recovery this week, and just looking at, you know, where we can improve it, and looking at video analysis and stuff like that there. So yeah, a lot of work to be done, especially on the mental preparation this week.
Yeah, in relation to that hit, it's funny that, you know, Michael Murphy could have attacked Drew Wiley as he came into, but he didn't even have to do that. He just, you know, he had the ball, therefore it probably would have been a free against him if he'd gone for the shoulder. But he just essentially stood his ground, and Drew bounced off him and went down on the two knees. So it was some bang.
It was indeed, yeah. And Drew Wiley, he's a big, strong, physical player. And, you know, Munnan and Malachy O'Rourke will be glad also. I mean, they get a second chance at it, and they'll probably be disappointed. You know, they'll be expecting more from the likes of Conor McManus from general play. You know, as I said, Conor McCarthy's a very, very good player. Kieran Hughes was well marshalled last night. And, you know, the player that really stood out last night for Munnan was Carl O'Connell in the middle of the field. Really, really good athletic player, and he drove forward in the second half when Monaghan needed him, and kicked two very, very good points.
He sure did, yeah. He was certainly a big asset to them. I'm just looking at the draw. The four games will take place on the weekend of July the 9th and 10th. This is now for round 2B of the football draw, and that, you know, with the loser of the Donegal Monaghan game, am I right in saying that they will be in that draw? And therefore, we'll have to play the following week. So I suppose a replay is not what they want for the losers, for sure.
Oh, absolutely not. And, you know, the one word probably that will not be mentioned this week will be the qualifiers. It'll be just basically trying to get over the line in this Ulster Championship. And, yeah, it's a big disadvantage having to win next weekend and going into those preliminary. And, you know, huge, huge incentive. Donegal going for 6 Ulster finals. To be in 6 Ulster finals on the trot. I think Monaghan are going for 4 in a row. So, yeah, 2 of the top teams in Ulster at present. And, you know, you throw in Tyrone and Cavan, and you've got the 4 top teams in the province. And those 4 teams are probably in the top 6, 7, 8 teams in the country at present. So Ulster football is in a very, very strong place.
Sure is. Okay, I'm sure you're looking forward to it next weekend. Dykeman, yeah?
Yeah, looking forward to it, Miles and Smallwood. I mean, we can't go away without talking about the minors.
Oh, I'm going to talk about them, is right, because you were involved, obviously, in minor football for a good number of years. So, what did you think of Donegal?
Very, very good. I mean, it's good. There's a lot of good work going on at underage level over the last number of years. It's great to see that Donegal minor team again. A lot of work with these boys at 16 level, at 17 level, and now at minor level. And, you know, they look in good shape. Sean-Paul Bard and his backroom team have done a lot of work with them, and Brian McCabe had them last year. And, you know, it's great to see that work being done. And, you know, they're through to an Ulster final. It'd be great. You know, just last year we lost to Derry in the minor semi-final, so it's an opportunity to gain revenge also on that there. But yeah, to be the top, I mean, this is where we wanted to be, the top of the pile in Ulster. Tyrone have been there for a good number of years at minor level. Maybe they've drifted away in the last couple of years, but they're always thereabouts, and they've produced some great players. You know, they won the under-21 last year, they won more minors than under-21 than any other team in the province, and you can see that effect at senior level. They're always there, always in the top 2 teams in Ulster, and that's what we wanted to be at. And now we're getting there slowly but surely, and great to see that work being done again. And you know, it's a good performance last night against a fancied Monaghan side, and you know, we racked up a big score there last night. And you know, like Owen McGetty and Niall O'Donnell, really good players. But the one thing we have two really big midfielders, and Jason McGee and Kieran Galler. We're standing about 6'3", 6'4", and 2 lads that can play football, and that's great to see, because we don't have that type of player coming through too often in Donegal football, but we do have them at minor level. So it's been a good performance this night, and you know, it set up the evening for all Donegal supporters. You know,
yeah, it sure did. They got off to a great start and led 2-7 to 5 points. But Monaghan at half time, Monaghan really came back at them, and I suppose the big difference there was the fact that Donegal always were a couple of points ahead, that Monaghan never drew level, and I suppose they ran out of steam then, and Donegal came back strongly and showed their class.
Oh, they did, there's no doubt about it. And the one thing probably this Donegal team have standing for them is that they've had a couple of very tight games in the Ulster Minor League. They had a tough battle against Tyrone, a tough battle against Monaghan and the league. They came out of those games against Antrim the last time, again another tough battle, and finished the game out strong. Probably the period after half time, the third quarter, you know, they conceded 2 goals against Antrim last time out. They conceded, I think, 1-3, 1-4 last night in that period. So if there's one aspect that Sean Paul and the team will be looking at, will be that period immediately after half time, that they've got to probably sort that out. And if they do, it'll be a difficult side to beat. And, you know, as I say, the good thing about last night, once you get out of the Ulster semi final, you're into an Ulster final, but you're also guaranteed now a place in the All Ireland quarter final.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's important. Okay, so overall, a good night for Donegal football last night.
Good night, Miles. Exactly, yeah. And looking forward now to the weekend again. And I mean, it's been some battle down through the years with Donegal and Monaghan, and you know, it's going to be no different next Saturday night. It's all small margins. We will need to convert those chances. We've got to be disciplined, not giving away those frees on the other side of the park. And as I say, if we can get control in that middle third, which is not going to be easy. But again, refereeing decisions and stuff like that can go either way. And it's going to be make for another interesting evening next Saturday. And let's hope it's a Donegal double and get the Donegal senior team into the Ulster final along with the Donegal minors.